Brother Freeman, brethren moderators, brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm thankful to stand before you for this last affirmative tonight. You'll notice chart one, our affirmative proposition, which we have sustained by giving you passage after passage, not just one passage, as my opponent suggested. The Scriptures teach that two people joined by God in marriage are bound for life, the only exception being that an innocent partner may put away a mate guilty of fornication and remarry. I have given you the passages that sustain that proposition. Matthew 19 is certainly the most thorough one in discussing the matter. My friend, that proposition will stand because that passage will stand, and this is what I'm affirming and what he is denying. Now I want you to notice chart 13, please, when God is specific. And remember this as you go away and continue to study these matters. Remember, when there's a class of things and God specifies one, here are all the possible kinds of wood. And when God specified gopher wood, it excluded all other woods. Now here are all the possible cases of divorce. And when Jesus specified the innocent can put away the guilty and remarry, that excluded all other divorced persons. See how simple that is? And then number 37, notice how the truth can unite us. It unites us on immersion. Clear, simple passage. We put our finger right on the verse. Open up our Bible and put our finger on the verse. But human theories have divided the religious world today. And so it is that when God said the innocent can put away the fornicator and remarry, that truth will unite us. That truth is ground upon which we can stand. A clear, simple, pointed teaching from the Word of God. But why are we divided tonight as you go away? I know you've heard a lot of material presented. You've got to try to organize in your mind what's the difference and why do they differ. And there it is. He's adding other cases of remarriage. These theories cause division. That's why we're divided. And then remember chart 54, how we know. The Bible tells me so. We teach that simple song and principle to our children. How do we know we can remarry? If our mate dies, it said we can marry another. If we put away our mate for fornication, it says we can marry another. Where does the Bible authorize and where does it say the put away fornicator can marry another? We want a positive divine statement. We don't have it. We won't have it. And where does it say those unscripturally divorced, as in a case of desertion, as in 1 Corinthians 7:15. Where did it say marry another? Did he find it? Did you see it? Did you hear it? Wasn't there, was it? No authority for it. No authority for it. Now then, I want to pick up again following him, point by point, argument by argument, chart by chart. Not my responsibility to do it, but I'm trying for us to have a good study. Now I want to go back to his chart on the bond. I didn't have a number for it. The husband and wife, a two-part chart in which he dealt with 1 Corinthians 7:15 and so on.
In his last speech or the first speech?
I'm going back to that first speech. I'm getting behind him and follow point by point.
Five, 4 and 5.
Numbers 4 and 5. Thank you. Now 4 and 5 of his, the bond he talked about between the husband and the wife. And so what bond did you have? In Romans 7, in 1 Corinthians 7, we know this is the marriage bond. And then he brought out 1 Corinthians 7:27, along with 1 Corinthians 7:12-15. He made the argument that if you're loosed from a wife, you're free to marry no matter how you got loosed or what the circumstance. And then, what about the bond in 7:15? All right, let's look at chart 150. His second chart, go ahead and show it. I don't want to miss even one. Put his other one up there. Let me just slow down and take the time to notice it. All right, he elaborated here that argument on 1 Corinthians 7. If you marry, no matter how you were put away or loosed, as he says, then you're free to marry. All right, I'm going to follow you. All right, 150 and then 1 and 2. 150. He's interpreting a difficult passage so as to contradict a clear and simple one. That violates the principle of Bible study. Matthew 5:32 and 19:9 is so clear and simple that he and I agree on what it basically teaches. But then he takes, and you have there, whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. Then he takes 1 Corinthians 7:15
interprets a difficult passage to mean, whosoever marrieth her which is not put away doth not commit a... whosoever marrieth her which is not put away, that is... I'll leave a word out of that. Whosoever marrieth her which is not put away doth not commit adultery. Which is not put away... He's got her put away here without fornication being there. All right? Jesus said, whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. And then he's interpreting the passage to mean you could marry that woman right there, the one that was put away, and there was no fornication. He's interpreting that to mean you won't be committing adultery when you marry her. Now that contradicts the clear and simple statement of Jesus. He interprets the difficult passage. Now, I don't know everything about that passage. I believe we can understand it basically. And I think he would agree it's a more difficult passage than some others are. But he's contradicting the clear statement over here by the way he interprets that passage. Alright, now 151. It said, this one is not under bondage. The force of it has not been bound and is not now, but God hath called us to peace, has been called and is now called into the peace of God. When did that begin? Did that begin to be so when they were deserted or when they were converted? We are called when we are converted to Christ, and that's a parallel statement to the matter of not being under bondage. Up there it's in a negative form, here it's in a positive form. From the time that we've been called into the peace of God, Brother Freeman, we've not been under the bondage of men discussed in 1 Corinthians 7:15. That's the truth on it. Verses 22 and 23 speaks of those that are Christ's servant. Matters of this kind, you see. Ye are bought with a price, be not ye the servants of men. Be not ye the servants of men. Right up there, not under bondage. It's the same thought up there. It's a marriage. Down here it is economic slavery. It didn't mean you can get out of your economic slavery here. And up there it doesn't mean you can get out of your marriage. That's not his point. And that's why it doesn't say marry another up there. All right. Now he had 1 Corinthians 7:27. Let's go to 191A. This was the passage. Are you loosed from a wife? Loosed from a wife? Is that never married or is that divorced? In the context, look at 25 through 38. Is it virgins or divorcees? And Paul said, it's good to be as I am. Was he divorced? And then in 26 and 27 again, it's good for a man so to be like Paul. Was he loosed, divorced? Is that what he meant? Now, if divorced or where there's death, seek not another wife. All right. In verse 27, when there has been divorce or death, seek not another wife. You remember they were under the present distress. All right, the unmarried male, would this be the point, is loosed, and the unmarried female, she's a virgin. Was she divorced? Is this loosing, talking about divorces? It's those never married. Go through your context and you'll see that, Brother Freeman. Look at 191. All right, clarify it by context in 2 Corinthians 9:1 concerning ministering to the saints. You remember verse 13, them and all, two groups of saints, them at Jerusalem and then all other saints. 1 Corinthians 7:25 concerning virgins, it says, those never married. Well, in 27 and 28, you have the loosed and the virgins, two groups never married. Here's the loosed, the free, males never married, and the virgins, females never married. You study on that. Look at 191A. Paul here is using things that fit in comparison. Now, never married man is loosed from a wife. His female counterpart is a virgin. See, that's the two mentioned there, the man and the woman. Now, if the loosed man is divorced, then I guess a virgin is a divorcee. Is that the way you read that context? You go back and restudy that, Brother Freeman. All right, and then notice he had the chart on the believer married to the unbeliever. Look at 154.
1 minute.
All right. Well, we're going to run out of time in this 10-minute speech. Let's just notice the chart that we had on 54, how we know. You remember as the debate closes, if you've heard some things that are confusing and you're not through studying them, here are some things you can remember in the simplest way possible. How do we know? The Bible tells me so. If your mate dies, marry another. If put away your mate for fornication, it says marry another. But he never did find where 1 Corinthians 7:15 said marry another. And we're still asking then, where does the Bible authorize those to marry another? Are the put away fornicator to marry another? We want a plain, simple statement. And he never did answer my question on 1 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. He never did come back to that. And he said, then I didn't quote any commentaries in my answer on his question about not under bondage, but I quoted the context. Surely that'll be sufficient. Just remember then as we leave how we know tonight. We know when the Bible tells us so, and beyond that we go into the realm of silence, and we dare not to do that. Thank you for your good attention.
Thank you, Brother Freeman.